Welcome to a special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the weekly update where we examine the latest headlines from all across the world to keep you informed about issues that affect your faith. Stay aware, stay informed. It's the special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us in this very special broadcast, since it is Friday, August the 23rd of the year of our Lord, 2024. With us today, as usual, our great producer, Brother Paul from Rochester, New York. Hello, Brother Paul.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Doing great, brother. And with me and my studio, our dear friend, Sister Christy. Hello, Sister Christy.
Hey, Usama. It's been a great day.
All right, Brother Paul. We have lots of material to cover today, as usual, as we investigate what is happening with Islam around the world. And let's start with the first story here from the USA.
According to the Department of Justice, Badr al-Zahrani, 24, of Saudi Arabia, who was in the USA on a student visa and had stopped attending school in October of 2022, Badr al-Zahrani pled guilty on August 14th of 2024 to one count of an indictment charging him with interstate transportation of a stolen school bus sometime between the evening of January 16th to January 17th of 2023. What is interesting is how this man was caught. On January 15th, 2023, a break-in was reported in an unoccupied residential home in Livingston, New Jersey. During a search of a backpack in that home, law enforcement saw a Saudi Arabian passport with the name Badr al-Zahrani, along with other items that appeared to belong to al-Zahrani. Some of these personal items included journals, which contained entries in both English and Arabic. Arabic translators reviewed the journals and translated the following from Arabic to English. Why didn't you slaughter the police officer who threw the Quran? This is a war, and there will be losses and collateral losses. It is a war, and y'all started. Feel the rage. Destruction of the new world, and the earth will be destroyed from all sides. Allah, I am ready for your orders. I want to live the rest of my life to serve you and the religion. Blood, blood, destruction, destruction, Allah. Jews control everything. Well, al-Zahrani did not intend to return to Saudi Arabia. On January 17th, law enforcement located al-Zahrani in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. After al-Zahrani was taken into custody, law enforcement searched him and recovered the keys to the stolen school bus. The counts of possession of stolen vehicle is punishable by a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison and carries a fine of up to 250 grand. He's supposed to be sentenced on September 9th.
Well, here's the truth. To be honest with you, for a rich Saudi, 250,000 is nothing. And that's not the problem for our story here, Sister Chrissy. The problem is something I've been talking about for years, which is the student visa. Here we go. We see a Muslim Saudi in America, supposedly to be studying in America, when in reality, we do not understand this country. The huge number of Muslim students, not only from Saudi Arabia, most of them are coming to America by Saudi money, but they are coming from all over the Muslim world to America. Once again, not to get an education, because trust me, they can receive the same education from their own countries or from another country like Egypt for much cheaper price than that which they spend in America. But this is what I call the invasion of the West. Saudi gave millions of dollars to colleges and different schools. Saudi sponsored Muslim students from all over the Muslim world to America. And here we go. We found out they are not actually here for the education, but for something else, and only God knows. I know for sure, Christy, that they are here to be married to American young ladies, to be able to raise Muslim babies and become a citizen. But also some of them are for other activity, like stealing that bus. And what was he planning to do with that bus? Only God knows.
Now, this is true. And, you know, we've seen this happening years ago when we saw the Saudis beginning to donate money to colleges. The condition was, we want to build a Middle Eastern studies program, but you need to take Muslim students into your colleges and allow them to come in and study there. And you know, Usama, what did we see? They came in to study, newspaper articles, speakers coming from the Middle East to educate students about Islam. And what the end result is, God only knows. A lot of them are probably here now and even citizens, And those who've stayed and overstayed their visas, they're not going to be sent back.
Nope. And it's a win-win-win for Muslim, because here they are in America. They're infiltrating our country by their presence, by their money, which is known in Islam to be jihad of money, as Allah said throughout the Quran, and infiltrating the mind of the American students to be able to lead them to accept Islam as a wonderful religion.
Yeah, and how many colleges happening? We just saw the riots supporting Hamas.
Yep. Now, and over 90% of the riots last semester were American students, and less than 10% were Muslim students. Let's move on, Brother Paul, to the next story.
Well, on August 6th, Abdi Abdul-Ahi Harun was booked into the Salt Lake County Jail and charged with forcible sexual abuse and extortion or bribery to dismiss a criminal proceeding, plus aggravated kidnapping in the course of committing unlawful detention and witness tampering in third-degree felonies. The investigation began June 29th when Taylorsville police responded to a report of possible sex offense. A 17-year-old girl and her guardian reported that Harun was supposed to drive the girl to school. Taylorsville police know that Harun held a position of trust over the girl because he was her Quran teacher. Harun began touching the victims and grabbing the victim's hand and putting his arms around the victim. The girl began filming Harun due to being in fear and feeling uncomfortable. Harun made mention of making the victim his second wife. Harun stated that Somalian people don't care about age. The teen replied, "This is America." Harun then told her not to tell her family. She did. Harun contacted her and said that he would pay up to $30,000 if she did not talk to the police. Harun also requested nude photos from the girl and told her that if she said anything to anyone about the conversation, he would kill her and harm her family.
You know, it's a very sad story, and sadly, I don't think we're going to take it seriously, because here we go, Muslim Somali. He is a teacher who teaches the Quran. I guess a good Muslim imam, and he believed in Islam because he's looking for the second wife. And I guarantee you, Paul, Christians, that there are plenty of Muslim Somali and Muslim Nigerian and Muslim Saudi and Muslim from every Muslim country in the world who live in America who have the second, third, and fourth wife. This is part of Islam. But, and he does not see anything wrong for doing what he's doing with her sexually, because obviously it is okay in Islam for him to do what he's doing, and he is thinking that, well, I will bribe them with money or I will shred them with their life. And that is exactly how we know there are many murder cases happening all over America, because if people will not take the money, they end being dead.
Yeah, and how are we going to know? Because this story is being reported to the police, and this girl and her family at least had the courage to stand up and tell the truth to the law enforcement. But how many of them take the bribe, or how many of them are too scared to tell what happened? We just don't know.
And we are in the early stages, because I promise you, as we have seen it in England, now the number is growing beyond imagination of women rape and children rape. These are young girls rape. After all, he said, in Somalia, they don't care about the age. Yes, indeed, in Islam, not in Somalia, in Islam, they don't care about age. So you will see lots of child rape in America, as it is happening already all over Europe. Well, let's move on, Brother Paul, to our next story, which comes to us from the country of Ireland.
A Muslim 16-year-old boy stabbed an Irish Army chaplain several times. The soldiers on guard duty fired 5 shots in the air as required to warn the perp, then fought him, finally restraining him in cuffs. The Muslim teen was angry about Irish involvement in Mali and in the Middle East. I personally think he's lucky he didn't do that here. They would have shot and killed him.
Well, here's the truth. I think that reminds me of the history I studied in Egypt long time ago, maybe 40-some years ago, when the French were in Egypt, when the British were in Egypt. Many of the Muslims in Egypt did not like it, and they did everything they can to get rid of them by harassing them, terrorizing them, and killing them. And I think that's exactly what's happening here in Ireland as a result of the existence of the Irish army in Mali.
Yeah, it's a little confusing, because probably most of us didn't understand what does Ireland have to do with Mali. But information is simply that Ireland contributes about 8 troops to European Union training mission in Mali, which is designated to train the country's military to help stabilize the region and secure areas controlled by Islamic militants.
Well, we call them Muslim believers, Sister Christy.
Yes, exactly.
So obviously we figure out here that, yep, Ireland is trying to help that great country of Mali and to get rid of some of the radical agendas there, but that's not what Muslims like, and that's not what Muslims will support.
It's interesting, they attacked a chaplain, a chaplain.
Well, it doesn't matter, by the way, any excuse you can use to kill a chaplain, that is exactly what Muslims love to do. After all, he is the leader of the infidel.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to France.
The Aqua Elna Water Park in Aune, a village in southern Toulouse, had to close its doors for 48 hours due to incivility. Some visitors did not respect the rules. The mayor says he's ready to close again. This is partially due to clothing that goes against secularism. Since the opening in 2021 of this water playground with free access to the public, the number of incivilities has never stopped increasing. The mayor denounces people who come from outside the municipality because they do not respect the rules. This rule that Alain Sotil brandishes to remind you that you only come to Aqua Elna in suitable clothing, that is to say, in swimming gear. He points the finger at visitors enjoying the joys of water and sprinkling dressed from head to toe. It's not hygienic, and it's against the rules. I think it can also detect religious clothing that goes against our principle of secularism. It is not tolerable. The mayor almost gets carried away. He also cannot stand it when his staff are attacked, often young people of goodwill, he says.
Well, it's very simple. Muslims do not like these unacceptable clothes, and a Muslim would like to enjoy the water park, so they're going to go to the water park in their hijab, in their normal Muslim tradition clothes. And if you don't like it, it's too bad. That's how we're going to swim. And I guarantee you what's going to happen, one of the two things. The number one, they're going to force the park to allow Muslims to have some days, so they will not be bothered by the infidels, meant to look at them. These are the Muslim ladies. And they will continue to wear whatever clothes they want. Or B, they just close the park and Islam win. It's a win-win for Muslims.
Well, you know, and then there's also the other thing. They may end up having a Muslim mayor, and then everything will turn around.
Oh, absolutely. If they have enough reason to united and to vote as himself a good Muslim mayor, then for sure, the rules will be changed to exactly how Muslims want it to be. Let's move on, Brother Paul, to our next story, which comes to us also from France.
Following a dispute, a baker in Vénissieux announced that he would no longer produce pork products. Although Alexandre Delery respects the fact that some people do not eat pork, he criticized the event that happened for being too extreme in an interview with the newspaper La Parisienne. Following an altercation in his bakery, he announced on Friday that he would no longer be selling pork products. Some have taken this to be representative of Muslims enforcing Sharia. Well, that's not far from the truth. Indeed, One of the shop assistants, as Andre Dallery's bakery, had suggested a quiche with bacon cubes to two customers very early on Friday morning. Several minutes later, the two men returned to the restaurant furious and very violent, and even threatened to burn the place down after discovering their meal contained pork. As a result, Dallery's bakery no longer serves pork.
Well, can't we see it? It is what we call the infiltration of Islam to France. They are, as we've seen in the first story, do not like to have swimming clothes in a water park. And they don't like food to be served in a restaurant which have unlawful meat, like pork. So, what do you think, Chrissy?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Number one, they could have just said, well, we're not going to go there anymore because they serve pork. If they had a religious objection to it because they're Muslim, they could just not go. But that isn't what happened. They threatened to burn the place down. This is the difference between the Jewish people who don't eat pork. They never threatened to burn the place down, but this is what Islam does.
They are Muslimizing France, and slowly they're going to put their feet in every corner they can to force Sharia on the French people. Now we got one story from Bangladesh.
Well, on X, it was shared that on August 17th, two Hindu temples were attacked by so-called radical Islamists, and statues of a Hindu god and goddess were destroyed. The Hindu temple in Dhaka College was vandalized. Another Hindu temple was attacked in Zakiganj. Bangladeshi Hindus are stating that Bangladesh administration is lying about their safety. Neither Muhammad Yunus nor the army is doing anything for the safety of Hindus. Attacks on Hindus continue, and so-called radical Islamists are harassing them by calling them agents of India.
They are not radical Muslim, Brother Paul, as everybody who has some knowledge about Islam knows. They are Muslim believers. And that's exactly what they will continue to do. It doesn't matter if you belong to a church as a Christian, to a synagogue as a Jew, or to some Buddhist temple as a Buddhist. And they will continue to do that until there will not be any but Muslims who live in Bangladesh.
You know, Usama, this has been a history of Islam throughout the centuries. They destroy other religious temples, any religious statues, any historic statues, if there's a representation there that does not agree with Muslims' version of history.
It is happening all over the Muslim world, and soon it will be even here in America. Brother Paul, let's move on to Israel, where we have two stories.
Well, Hamas chief and October 7th mastermind, Yahya Sinwar, who previously claimed that it would be an honor to die fighting Israel, has made his own survival a condition of any ceasefire in Gaza, according to a new report. Sinwar allegedly emphasized that his safety must be guaranteed and that Israel must not try to kill him, according to a senior Egyptian official who told that to Ynet.
And here we see the great level of hypocrisy. That imam, that Muslim leader here, the Hamas chief, he wants all the people of Gaza to die for the sake of Allah. That's the best way to die, to be martyred for Allah. Yes, indeed, it's the best way to die. But he himself do not want to die. What a great level of hypocrisy.
Well, you know, Usama, this is the thing that we have been emphasizing the last couple of weeks. All these imams saying, you need to be ready to die. It's the best thing to die. Die 70 times if you can. And then we see what really happens.
And you know what? I heard so many Muslims who left Islam mocking that by saying these leaders of jihadis willing to sacrifice everybody's lives for Allah, but not their own life, or even their own family members. Our last story from Israel. Go ahead, Brother Paul.
According to the Long War Journal, Hamas and Islamic Jihad have issued a joint statement on August 19th, claiming responsibility for an attempted suicide bombing in Tel Aviv the previous night, August 18th. Both groups warned that they would resume suicide bombings as a tactic if Israeli policies in Gaza and against Hamas do not change. The unidentified 50-year-old terrorist from the northern West Bank city of Nablus was carrying an 8-kilogram explosive device. The Times of Israel reported that the device detonated prematurely, killing the bomber and wounding a passerby. Speaking at the scene of the explosion, Police Commander Peretz Amar said that the man may have activated the device prematurely when he seemingly attempted to target a synagogue. Furthermore, the bomber was not known to Israeli security services, nor did he have a criminal record. According to the complexity of the attack, the Shin Bet Israelis Internal Security Service is investigating the possibility that Hezbollah or Iran may have played a role in the attack.
It's a very important fact we have to learn from the story. There's no such a thing as you have to have some record of being a criminal or being a jihadi. Muslims always have new members. Somebody who have no record of any wrongdoing in the past does not stop him or her from committing suicide. The second thing, as we see here, Christy, it is so ridiculously bizarre that a man will put a bomb, 8 kilograms, explosive, killing himself without accomplishing his mission, which is supposed to be a suicide mission.
Well, by the grace of God, he could have killed many people, and they have in the past. And this is very worrisome that they're threatening. They're going to start these suicide bombings again. Do you remember, Usama, when they were paying the family of suicide bombers, thousands of dollars?
$30,000, $40,000. And the funny thing is that money was given from America to aid the people of Gaza. And they were using our money to pay the family of those Muslim men who are willing to carry a suicide bomb. It is unbelievable. I don't think American people are realizing what the liberals are doing in this country. As you continue to support the Gazans, to help them to continue to do their mission, to free their country, which is nothing but just propaganda, and there's no truth in it. I believe the only way for the people of Gaza to be set free is to have a change of heart, to become a Christian, to leave the savage cult of Islam, which teach Muslims it's okay to commit suicide for the sake of Allah. That will never free the Muslims. That maybe will kill more of the Gazans and more of the Jewish people, but that will not free the people of Gaza. All right, Brother Paul, that brings us to the end of our broadcast for today. Thank you so much for producing that show. And Sister Christy, thank you so much for co-hosting that show with me today. And to our dear, wonderful audience, until we meet again in another broadcast, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.